USA Radio News.
Mr. Cosby, any comments, sir?
Bill Cosby, the comedian who was once known as America's Dad, is being led away to prison in handcuffs after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his gated estate. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In court, Cosby had no family by his side when he was walked out, just two members of his PR team and a handful of court officers. When addressing him, the judge said, "No one is above the law." District Attorney Kevin Steele echoes that sentiment.
In the eyes of this court, he's a convicted felon and shouldn't be given a pass.
The accuser, Andrea Constant, seemed content and didn't speak. But in her victim impact statement, she said, "I am looking for justice as the court sees fit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
Mr. Cosby, any comments, sir?
Bill Cosby, the comedian who was once known as America's Dad, is being led away to prison in handcuffs after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his gated estate. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In court, Cosby had no family by his side when he was walked out, just two members of his PR team and a handful of court officers. When addressing him, the judge said, "No one is above the law." District Attorney Kevin Steele echoes that sentiment.
In the eyes of this court, he's a convicted felon and shouldn't be given a pass.
The accuser, Andrea Constant, seemed content and didn't speak. But in her victim impact statement, she said, "I am looking for justice as the court sees fit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hear from both Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who is accusing him of sexual assault on Thursday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to ask questions of Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's hearing on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wouldn't name that person for her safety. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, also sits on the committee.
We've decided to retain a staff lawyer to do that, to be able to ask the questions in a coherent sort of way. So that's what our side is going to do. But any Republican senator can ask questions they want to in addition. And certainly our Democratic colleagues are free to do what we're doing or ask questions individually.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A committee vote is set for Friday, and GOP leader Mitch McConnell believes Republicans have the votes to confirm Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Friction between President Trump and Puerto Rican officials continues to happen, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Political leaders in Puerto Rico are tearing into President Trump after he says in an interview that he's an absolute no on statehood for the U.S. territory. The president apparently basing his opposition, at least in part, on his long-running feud with San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz. Cruz has been a strong critic of the Trump administration and its response to the devastation from Hurricane Maria last year.